Police officer Rafael Ramos was 40 years old when he was gunned down with his partner on a Brooklyn street last weekend. As preparations begin for Saturday's funeral, WNYC's Kathleen Horan reports that his neighborhood of Cypress Hills, Brooklyn, is coming together to honor him.
The Ramos family lives on a quiet street with single-family homes painted in Easter egg pastel colors, light blue, red, and yellow. Theirs is green, with a Christmas wreath hanging from the door. Friends and relatives went in and out under police guard and asked the media for privacy while they grieved. Neighbors say Ramos grew up around the corner, a few blocks away, at his grandmother's. William Montalvo says he lived next door and knew Ramos for about 20 years.
He wasn't the one to be the life of the party, but he was the one that would listen to you. He was the one that if you needed something, he was there.
Montalvo says everyone knew Ramos by the nickname Pote. He says Ramos, a father of two, had a good job with a delivery company, but decided to change careers.
He said, "I'm the perfect person to be a police officer. I know how to deal with all these different personalities, all the different classes." And he says, "I want to help people."
Ramos was active in his church, Christ Tabernacle in Queens, and had just completed training to be a chaplain. He'll be remembered there on Saturday morning. For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horan.
A few miles southeast in the Gravesend section of Brooklyn, another memorial has sprouted up in front of the home of the other officer who was fatally shot on Saturday, 32-year-old Wenjin Liu. WNYC's Arun Venugopal was there.
As evening set in on Monday, a memorial for Officer Liu grew in the tiny garden outside his home, with people setting down flowers or lighting candles. Most of those who came hadn't known him, but his neighbors had the same things to say, that he was a nice man, low-key, helpful. Mizbah Elahi is 15 and lives next door. Everyone, she said, just called him Joe.
Yeah, my mom would say, oh, he would always wave at me, and he would always park his car here, and now he's gone.
On the same block is a flower shop run by Karen Incirillo. She hadn't known Liu was an officer until he died. But she said that when he got married 3 months ago, he came by and apologized for using another florist.
It was funny because the tradition, you know, they bring the limousine, they put the flowers. He goes, oh, you know, Karen, I don't want you to be upset. You know, I didn't get the... I said, it's okay. I said, but Valentine's Day, you better come. He goes, oh, I will, you know, but always with a smile.
Now and then, a group of police officers would walk up the short flight of steps and into the Liu home. But like Liu himself, members of his family are keeping a low profile. Community leaders say his wife and family are inconsolable. For WNYC, I'm Arun Venugopal.